Travis, you're going to be in charge of the closing today, so you go ahead and write it all down.
Oh, God damn it. All right. Yes. So
delegating.
IG is at Pat. No. What's our IG email?
Is you want an email?
Our email is
Passions4.
No.
Passions4.
No, that's not our email.
I'll do the Twitter. Hold on. Let me figure out what the Twitter is.
Our email is like emailpassions@gmail.com or something. But yeah. I don't know
why it's not more intuitive.
I know. We've been doing this for...
Okay. This is what I typed in Twitter in the search. Twitter.
What's the alcohol content of that beer?
It's not that much. I just got distracted myself.
You distracted yourself.
As you can tell from that clip, the gang is not altogether there right now in the head department, the brain department. There's a bunch of reasons for this, but they're all the direct result of Nat and Trav having moved their family to Australia for 6 months while Nat works on her new show. Sydney is 17 hours ahead of California on the clock. And when you take that and combine it with four people who are already heavily overscheduled and sprinkle in remote recording and editing, it changes things. As a result, today's pod has a different vibe and took more and different work to get done, so we're splitting the discussion of episode 727 over two eps. It's a really good discussion, and we hope you enjoy listening to it as much as we enjoyed making it. On to the pod.
And welcome to Passions for Life. We're your hosts, Natalie Z, Travis Schult, and Pat Time Kangaroo Wrangler, Benjamin Hayes. Pull back the curtain on your favorite show you always denied watching, Passions. How is my accent?
It's better. To my ear, it was great.
Okay. I can't hear because I got headphones on and I can't hear myself.
It's so. Better, babe. It's better.
Is it better? It's getting good.
We've been watching a lot of Australian television.
Hi, guys.
You want to explain why you've been watching Australian television?
No.
It's our little secret. Folks, Travis and I have made a very big move, which is probably not a secret anymore. Yeah. Reagan's here too.
Yeah.
By the time this particular episode of P4L comes out, we will have hopefully escaped quarantine. But for now, we are in Australia. We're living in Australia, guys. We moved.
We're here.
As far fucking away as we possibly could.
We're in a hotel.
In Sydney, I believe.
I think that's where we are.
We're in Sydney.
And we're downtown Sydney. And
we think.
We're locked up here for 14 days. We're on our fifth day. So far, so good.
I think it's important to explain to the folks what quarantine means here, because it's a little different.
It's a very, very different
than in
what America,
Texas, maybe, or Florida. Yeah. So we were escorted from the airport to our hotel by military personnel.
Border Patrol,
full on soldiers took us from customs onto a bus. Wherein we were driven to downtown Sydney, and we drove around the block a bunch of times, it feels like. Although it was after a 15-hour flight, so who knows? None of this may have happened. And once we finally stopped driving around the block, they said, who's the family of three? We said, I guess it's us. They got us off the bus, took us to the lobby where we had to do things. It's a big blur involving passports and questions and plexiglass. And then they wouldn't let us touch our luggage, all 10 pieces of it. And then they escorted us up to our room and did not give us a key to the room because we don't get to leave for 14 days. There's a security guard by the elevator to ensure that we don't leave. They do bring us food, and that's been lovely. It's been quite lovely.
Australians are really nice people.
They're very nice. It's only been 5 days, so I'm sure. Talk to me in a week.
they're nice as long as we're locked in a room.
Yeah, as long as, honestly,
like even the security, everyone was just nice. You know, I joked with Natalie. I was like, if this was in the United States, it'd be like it would be very different in the airport.
Yeah, it's certainly been a marked difference.
Yeah, they really understand like how disoriented you are. And how you're confused, and they're like, "Don't worry, you're gonna be here."
Yeah, Travis got chided for bringing nuts over, but
you filled out the paperwork.
I fucked up. guys, I fucked up. I filled out the paperwork for the family. And I said that there were no nuts. And so the woman said, just for future reference, I'm not going to do it because it's not as good as it's going to be. But just if you're not sure, if you're not sure,
right,
just put down that you have nuts.
Why can't you bring nuts?
You can't bring shit. You cannot bring anything.
When you're traveling internationally, you can't bring plants. You can't bring plants. You can't bring fruit.
Can't I know that. Bring
types of bread and nuts, because nuts could be what? What could nuts be? They could be seeds.
You don't have to talk to me like I'm Reagan.
Listen, you got to give us a little leeway here.
And what do seeds do? Seeds grow.
Seeds can grow if planted and taken care of.
You really did. Every statement is a question. Every statement is a
they're all teachable moments. They're all
teachable moments. So we're doing great, guys.
Yes.
I know it sounds sarcastic, but we're really thriving. And
I've started painting.
Travis has been painting. I am not doing anything like that, but I haven't cooked a meal in 5 days. And let me tell you something, ladies.
She's enjoying it.
What's up with you, Ben?
Well, you know, work is, we are approaching the end of the season. So it's always a little busy.
Right.
I have a possibly very naive question to ask, but has principal photography started on your show?
Oh, yeah. It's
okay. I've been a little caught up in my own shit. No, sorry.
Did you just hear what he said?
It's done.
It's almost done.
Yeah.
So. Well, it's different for, you know, you're on, you're on the other side of it.
I mean, I haven't been to set or anything, but I get the call sheets. I'm on the call sheet.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
There's my name on the call sheet. So yeah, we're approaching the end of the season, and then, we'll be into summer. It'll be a hot girl summer.
It's going to be a very, very, very hot girl summer I think everyone's going to get venereal diseases. I mean, if we're lucky.
Yeah.
We're
the sixth.
We don't
wave.
Get a summer, but congratulations.
Thank you. You'll be in winter time there, right?
Yeah, we just had daylight savings here yesterday. And
which we didn't know was gonna happen.
Yeah. So that kind of fucked us up a little bit too.
And I mean, Ben, you know how I feel about daylight savings time.
Oh, it's a big holiday for Travis.
I hate it.
Yeah. Stupid. Well, most people do. What we want is that we want the daylight savings to be on.
Yes, we want it on all the time. Yeah.
There's no reason to do it anymore.
Then we vote. Remember when we voted for it and we voted the wrong way?
In California.
Everybody voted the wrong way.
I voted the right way.
Yeah. I think I voted the right way as well.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, Natalie.
I think my way won. My wrong way won.
Your one vote?
No, I mean the way that I vote. Anyway, let's talk about passions.
Yes, passions.
No.
That's more fun.
Go watch the movie with Reagan then.
No, I've seen that movie enough times. And it's not Easter anymore.
It's not Easter. It's Easter for, by the way, we're recording on American Easter, but we had our Easter yesterday. It's Easter Monday here is what they call it.
Easter is a very, very, very big holiday.
5-day weekend. Can't get groceries for fuck's sake.
You know, Easter doesn't
if you walk
just,
to the store. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, so in the Catholic tradition, the 40 days leading up to Easter is the Lenten season. And then for 40 days after is the Easter season. So technically, it's still Easter for another 40 days.
It sounds like it's always Easter.
Yeah, kind of.
Because we're in lockdown, we are we're doing a podcast. I don't know. I don't know where that was going to go.
It's kind of fun. You may notice change in the audio.
Yeah, it may go down. It may go down the toilet the other way.
Well, the tone's going to be different because we're in our separate places and we're doing this on Zoom as a temporary solution until we find a better solution.
And it's morning.
It's here, morning.
So Natalie and I haven't had our rosé.
No, God, we won't have a rosé for a while.
What's stopping you?
A daylight savings time.
We got a lot more daylight.
We got a kid to deal with.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to teach. We have to teach today.
We have to teach the future.
About seeds. So we watched this episode. I watched the episode today. You guys watched it a couple of days ago. Episode 727?
Famous episode 727.
Why is it famous?
Why is it famous? Let me explain. Do you know why it's famous, Ben?
No.
Oh.
Did you watch the same?
Okay. So Travis and I, when I joined the show, our characters had just broken up. So there was no chance for any kind of intimacy between the two characters. outside of several fantasy sequences of Gwen's, obviously. So this marks the first and I believe only proper love scene that Travis and I ever had.
Yes.
And that was that your guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember us, you know, we were just so like optimistic about like, oh, let's make this real and fun.
We wanted to make it real.
Yeah.
We want to make it feel,
I mean, the problem was we were playing Gwen and Ethan. So there was only so much you could do.
Only so much. But I thought it was,
I thought it was also sort of jam-packed with other stuff that I,
a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that I was oddly excited to talk about. So I think we did a good job with this. I think I did a good job with this choice.
So well, much going on.
Should we talk about you guys first? Because it's, you know, there's a lot to talk about.
Well,
yeah.
Should we talk about, should we do
a reenactment?
A recapture?
Oh,
no. Yeah,
oh, you don't want us. You don't want us to do a reenactment then?
No,
you
I'm shaking. I'm shaking my head vehemently.
No, I thought you liked that when we made out in front of you.
Nope.
That's not, who am I thinking of?
I don't know, but all of us have been talking and we've all decided, we've taken a vote. No more making out in front of us.
No, that's, come on. That's, it's such a change in tune from before. You guys used to love it.
No one wanted to say anything, but now I've been asked to tell you.
Well, I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear it.
The messenger.
Yes. Don't shoot.
Don't shoot. So Travis and Natalie, aka Gwen and Ethan. So we open up. Yeah, we'll do, I mean, we can kind of set the scene. Teresa, a lot has happened since probably been anything. That, I mean, I feel like there's been a pretty big gap between anything you've seen previously and now.
Yes.
Because Teresa has become pregnant, visibly pregnant, with Julian's baby, supposedly.
No divorce.
Sorry, supposedly. Didn't they add supposedly to the dictionary?
I'll fact check that later.
Okay,
that
all right. Down.
According to dictionary.com, supposedly is and has always been a word. And people are often mistaken when they think that using the word is a mistake. It's weird. I never knew that.
Okay, so supposed Julian baby pregnancy is happening with Teresa. Julian is quote unquote dead, like Sheridan dead. And
murdered.
Ivy is in a wheelchair.
Still.
These are the things. Yes.
Right.
So I guess with Julian being quote unquote dead, Ethan is trying to figure out inheritance or something with Teresa. You're I guess Ethan is representing Teresa in maybe the will, the estate, something or other.
Yeah, that's,
well,
what, that's
whatever
what you would call it.
He's reading Bermuda about Bermuda law.
Right. Bermudian law.
CSI Bermuda. Yes.
Is that what the spine of the book says?
Yes. It says legal codes of Bermuda.
No, it does.
Yes,
not.
It does. He's fallen asleep reading legal codes of Bermuda.
Because that's what
rightfully
he does.
So.
He's forever. Gwen is forever waking Ethan up from a nap.
The legal.
Too.
With her damn voiceover. I was like, lady, let the man sleep.
I thought, wow. He really sleeps hard.
Look,
yeah.
The only time I ever would do that if I want to wake Amy up. I'd walk in and be like, oh, right. Look at my sweet Amy sleeping. Oh, and the cat's next to her. I wonder, oh, poor baby. She's had such a long day. And then in the back of my mind, like, wake up already. Wake up already.
Wake up already.
I too was wondering what the motivation here was for this woman coming in here and delivering a monologue to a sleeping boy.
I really didn't see a choice there.
No, there was,
your choice was, I'm going to come in here, set this tray down with a wine glass full of water.
Water, yeah.
And then talk to Ethan while he's sleeping. Full voice.
At full voice.
Yeah.
Like a foot away from his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have written here, just, do I think he's listening? Also.
At least they didn't keep it a two shot. That would have been even stranger.
That would have been maybe more entertaining for the viewer. I also realized that even though this is again, one of the ones that's closer to my our exit. And so you would think that I would kind of have I'd be more comfortable in the character, but I was still very slouchy as an actress, which is something that I later learned does not look good on camera.
Yep.
I hadn't figured out posture yet.
Do you want to comment on your frilly shirt?
No, but you do.
That's it. That's the comment. I thought for sure, I thought you'd be like, oh, I love that shirt, or I hated that shirt.
The only opinion I have on that shirt is that was the shirt I wore to do the love scene.
Okay.
I remember, like, I'm like, oh, that's the shirt that, and I had pants on, which Gwen didn't normally wear pants. It's kind of a Winona from Justified trait.
Well, you were kind of playing my mom, too.
there's a lot of creepy mom son shit here.
Yeah, they didn't shy away from that with Ethan.
Yeah, at one point, and this leads to a bigger note that I'll have at some point during this episode, but Gwen is apologizing for existing.
Yes.
Did you catch that moment where she's like, "Oh, I'm just sorry that I'm a human person who's taking up space on the planet."
Yeah.
Basically. And I noticed that that is something that happens a lot with the female characters on this show. So I actually can go ahead and go on this rant now because it's a good segue. Because it also involves Zombie Charity, who's also in this episode. And it involves Grace, who's been problematic for us in the past. And that
she's
is
not
that,
in this episode.
I know. Right? I know. Okay. But this is an overall note that if you give an actress on this show something to be angry about, something to push up against, something to be frustrated with, something, some kind of conflict, they tend to thrive. So, you know, all this shit about saying, because we all say it, and I'm just going to say it out loud, the acting on the show is bad, like across the board. You know, Ben Masters and a couple people excluded, obviously, but like the acting is bad. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the actors are bad. And for the longest time, I didn't understand that. I assumed that because the acting was bad, it meant the actors were bad. And I'm watching Molly Stanton and I'm watching what Dana Sparks did in a couple of episodes back when she was finally getting fed up with that fucking creep. And I realized that, you know, these actresses will thrive if they accidentally get something that they get to act against.
Yeah.
As opposed to apologizing for existing. And I think that was, I mean, there were many issues with Gwen and my frustrations with Gwen, but I think that was one of the bigger ones is that I don't know how to act being sad that I'm taking up space. Right. How do you act that?
Right.
And this was a great example. And I noticed it in such a, it was such a glaring fucking, like so intentional. It's so intentional that they want this person to be so weak and have so little agency for whatever.
Dislike.
I don't know what the motivation behind, you know, the writers would be for that. But it all really sort of clicked into place because I also thought that, you know, my memory of the doing these scenes with Travis was very pleasant and like, oh, this, we finally got a scene to play. And yet I'm watching it now 20 years later and I'm like, there's no fucking scene there. Mm-mm. There's no scene to play. We were excited because we got to do a scene with each other.
Well, they say when you're writing, you should give your character something that they want. And the hardest thing to write is a character who doesn't want something.
Right.
Even though that's a real situation, because I think for many people, that's a real thing. Like, you know more specifically what you don't want than what you want. Mm. But that's really hard to portray dramatically. I imagine it's similar to what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it similarly in that, I mean, she knows what she wants. It's just that she also knows it's never going to happen. Like, that's even worse. Like, it's one thing to not know what you want. I think it's even worse to know what you want and know that, like, no matter what you do, like, it's that. So our daughter is a big fan of Hamilton. That's no secret. And so we got her this big book for Christmas, I think, about the sort of, not the making of it, but like it's Lin-Manuel Miranda's kind of diary / journal of.
It's really cool.
It's very, very cool. And
it's like a Bible.
Yeah, it's a Bible. Yeah. And
with backstories and like little footnotes.
Something that he says about the song Wait For It has really stuck with me as a writer. And that is that the song was really challenging for him because it's incredibly difficult to write an exciting song about stasis. And the way you do it is you make people wait for it. And that's sort of this, you know, that she's in this fucking purgatory of stasis. She's in this fucking room, this metaphorical room that she knows there's no key to the lock out of this room. She's never going to leave this room. And yet she doesn't, she's fine. Which maybe she's fucking figured it out. I don't know. Like,
it's like that thing that a lot of men were taught, which is not good, which is like, if you just hang around long enough,
yes,
then she'll come around.
Worked for me.
It worked for him.
but it's not a good game plan. No. It's not a good strategy. And in fact, it can become harmful.
Yeah, exactly. It can stunt you. I mean, for me, it was like right when I got over her, that's when she ended up liking me. Mm.
Yeah.
So it was like, as soon as I had a bit of freedom.
Move on, Gwen. Right. Start liking you.
Yeah. I mean, that's a would be an interesting idea for Gwen to say in an episode, say, and maybe this happened further down the road, I don't know, where she's just like, you know what? What am I doing with my life? I'm going to start living my life. But then that requires them writing a storyline for her.
No, right. Gwen, that never happened. She never dated. She never flirted. That's what I'm saying. There was no, like, any...
But
yeah.
That would require, like, a whole new, like, spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like, Gwen wants Travis. Oh, sorry, she wants Ethan or right. nothing.
Or nothing.
Yes.
Right. And same thing with Teresa. But they always kind of show, like, does Teresa want wealth and fame, or does she want the Crane name, or does she want Ethan? You know, that's what they're talking about, what they get into later.
Yeah, I haven't seen that side yet.
Is she a gold digger?
Yeah, well, oh.
Oh, this
pause.
Is our...
Pause, we have to do a check-in, this a health check-in. You guys can keep talking if you want.
Yeah. They check in, ask how we're doing. Anyone's sick, and then they're like, do you need to talk to anybody?
We're doing good.
You guys are mentally? Frozen. You guys are totally frozen. Travis, y'all are frozen.
Hey, there we go.
Did we lose all that?
No. I just paused the recording. Can you guys see my ET finger?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got one too.
We got one too. So we realized that when the phone rings, this shit goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all coming through the same thing.
Can we talk about Travis's weird Logan's Run pajama outfit? It seemed like on my viewing, it was an all gray.
Oh,
right.
Were you wearing?
I was about to ascend.
I don't know. Were you wearing like gray pants and a gray shirt, or was it just the transfer?
I couldn't. I didn't really pay attention to that. I was distracted by how I drank water.
No, it was. Okay, we'll get
so
back to that. It was gray pants and a gray shirt. I remember this because I remember doing. This was one of the few scenes that I like vividly remember doing because I got to fucking make out with Travis.
That was fun.
Sorry.
You can talk about it. I just don't want to see it.
right.
The whole like forget. Okay, yeah, let's talk about the eating and all that weird shit because he talks about he always forgets to eat because he has no fucking brain cells. like it's the minimum. Like you breathe, you eat, you sleep.
I like how Gwen sat there and watched me eat.
Why
no,
didn't
no
you,
food for you? Gwen.
No, that's it. That's I just I was thinking that like you didn't bring food for yourself.
No. Food for you. Don't deserve it.
Right. Also,
but I gave him his baba.
You sure did. You were like, here's your wine glass of water, and now here's the real stuff.
Right.
Also,
now here's the real stuff.
You woke up from a nap and immediately like just went for it, kissing her, and I was like, what about nap breath?
Nap breath is real, but I felt like something was missing there. Like where, like there should have been a flashback or a dream sequence of Ethan that didn't quite happen.
Yeah, could be.
To kind of explain why he woke up and just started making out with his ex-fiance.
Yeah.
It was strange.
Am I crazy or was there something that we shot that went there that didn't?
That's what I'm trying to remember. I don't remember.
I think we might have. I think we might have shot something that went in there and maybe just for time.
They brought it out. Because it would have been great if it was Teresa. But
well, that's because I say that. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sure you were dreaming about Teresa. How fucking pathetic. No.
It's very sad.
So pathetic.
But then it's like, what do we do? We do a dream sequence of us making out and then we make out.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Man.
Yeah, and then so after this one eats and no food for Gwen, don't let the woman eat, then he comes over and tells me.
Yeah.
Remember when I told you you were my runner-up? Like, basically, he says that. Do you remember?
Remember when I told you that I love Teresa more than you?
Yeah, remember that?
Yes.
I like it. What? Like, what are you fucking... Like, this is...
Yeah, asshole.
Pillow talk, I guess?
Gwen's very sad.
She's so sad. I mean, we know this, but I guess what's so glaring now is... Or not glaring, it's just maybe even the opposite, confusing, is that I always had memories of this scene being... Not certainly not empowering, but just like where there was equanimity there. What? No.
A line from your mouth was, I'm here to serve you.
Yes, I'm here to serve you.
Yeah.
Right?
Not great.
Yeah.
Not great.
No,
like
not
to
great.
To hear that a little more often.
and then as we're about to embark on the love making.
Yes.
Ethan says, this feels so right, which is exactly what Travis says every single time we're about to have sex.
Right.
Right. As he's about to put it in, he says, feels this feels so right.
He Too much information.
I didn't realize that he got it from Passions. I just thought it was something he made
Man,
up.
Man, all my good lines. All my good lines.
This feels so right.
Yeah. I'm like walking in the bedroom, or, you know, Nellie's in there working on a script or something, and I'll say, I want to make love to you tonight.
Mm-hmm. I thought you would say, can we do the lovemaking?
Can we do the lovemaking?
Well, he varies it up a little bit. As long as lovemaking, making love, as long as
right.
it, like,
as long as right. that's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I say, don't forget that I love
making love
and trust.
And trust,
you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
And then.
Well,
talking about our moms.
Talking about moms. Right? I remember.
When the semen is still wet.
Oh, gross.
Sorry. Man, this is getting pornographic. We're going to have to put a warning on this one, Valentine.
Oh.
Jesus.
This is definitely not going to make Tipper Gore happy.
No. I think she's loosened up.
I have heard that back in the day, she was real fussy.
Yeah, she's definitely loosened up.
Okay.
Since then. I think she realizes what's important now.
Right.
Kids, look up Tipper Gore on the Wikipedia. You'll see what we're talking about.
Yeah, I remember Nellie and I remember joking about they had, so when people are sweating on set, they'll get a little sprayer of water, like a mister.
Yes.
And they'll put it on your face. And I remember them coming in, and this was one of those things. They're like, we want to do this. And Nellie and I are like, Don't do that.
No, I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you. We wanted more.
Well, yes, because we thought it was silly. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, oh, no. Okay, we're going to,
We're going to lean into it.
More.
Yeah.
And we kept saying, like, no, I need more, because we're fucking.
Yeah, we're going hardcore.
Oh, wait. So like, you wanted it to be more athletic looking, like you were sweating.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Like hair
they, because they were
up.
Like, we were like, we want to mist you up. And we're like, no. Soak me. Soak me.
And it didn't really translate.
And it did. No, it didn't. But we couldn't see it anyway because the transfer was so bad. But it was so funny.
I do remember.
And then
that.
Nellie and I kept goofing off with the me coming off of her. Like, because the scene starts out with my back and then I come off of her and we're just like, oh.
Oh, and we were told it was too much.
Yeah, we did like a big one. And then we were like, what if we do one with Quinn coming off of the top of him? And they were like,
women do not get to be on top.
On top.
In daytime.
in harmony. There's a...
In harmony. They don't eat and they don't get to come.
Yeah. Right. No, it's a municipal sanction.
That's right. Yeah.
Thanks, that's Tipper. Right. Yeah.
So you guys did not get to reenact your version of the Titanic love scene.
Right. Right.
Right.
Hand up against the window. Mm-hmm. Sliding down. No.
Mm-hmm. Lots of moisture. None of that.
None of that.
No.
Yeah. Well, they were on the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And give me a percentage. How close to the love scene in the show compares to your real life lovemaking?
I would say it's exactly this. I mean, I would say like
it was literally it's literally exactly like that.
Wow. So 100%, it completely matches.
It's frame for frame.
For frame.
Shot for shot.
Shot for shot.
What
happens in our bedroom.
IRL lovemaking.
And that's where we'll leave it for now. We'll be back Monday with more digressions, non sequiturs, and oversharing. In the meantime, take care of yourself and stay safe. See ya.
Yeah, it's
not Passions 4. That's Twitter.
It's emailpassions@gmail.com.
That's what it just said. @gmail.com. And then Instagram is...
Well, I would have to download the app to look it up. That's why I'm handling the Twitter.
Now it's Passions 4 Life, right? Right? Passions?
What?
Isn't it like Passions Instagram? 4 Pod or something?
No, it's Passions at Passions for Life Pod.
Is it 4 or F-O-R?
F-O-R.
F-O-R. What do you think we are, Prince?
No, far from it.